I was going to start with my deja vu joke, but yeah, I already told it, right? Anyway, okay. Okay. I was actually having some problems with my memory. The doctor said, "You think you've got Alzheimer's." Anyway, at least I haven't got Alzheimer's. But I had a long layover in KL. So I went up to the airport information desk, and I said to them, "So exactly how many airports are there in the world?" Okay, they get better. Okay. Okay, so a penguin walks into a bar. Barman says, "You know, how can I help you?" Penguin says, "I'm looking for my dad." Barman says, "Well, what does he look like?" a little easier there. Okay, so this guy walks into a bar. Barman says, "Well, why are you so upset?" The guy was crying, he was sobbing. The guy says, "Well, my wife told me she wouldn't speak to me for a whole month. Today's the last day of the month." So a couple of ghosts walk into a bar. Barman says, "Sorry, we don't serve spirits here." And the barman says, "Sorry, we don't serve time travelers here." Two time travelers walk into a bar. That's a little tricky. Actually, you know, it's great when people laugh. If people don't laugh, sometimes I get a bit of an inferiority complex. The thing about my inferiority complex, I can't actually even say it, it's not really a very big one. So this train manager has got a new employee, and he says, "Look, you're absolutely useless at driving trains. You keep derailing them." And he says, "I mean, how long has this been going on for?" And the employee says, "You know what, it's hard to keep track." So this other guy, he goes along to a circus, and he says to the circus manager, "I can do bird impressions." And the circus manager says, "Nah, you know what, everyone can do those things." He says, "Oh, that's a shame," and he flies away into the distance. I got a job once cleaning mirrors. It was something I could see myself doing. Anyway, so I saw this advert for television, $30, volume stuck on full. I thought, I can't turn that down. Anyway, so there's this divorced couple, and they've got two kids, James and Emma. The wife phones up the husband and says, "Look, the kids want you to take them out on Saturday. They want you to take them, first of all, ice skating, and then along to the movies." And the husband says, "You know, it's either one or the other. I can't afford to do both." And the wife says, "Well, which one do you prefer?" And he says, "I think I'll take Emma." So anyway, I went to, I don't know if any of you have checked out the local restaurants, I went to one called Taste of the Raj. And it's a little bit unusual because you walk in there, the waiter comes up to you and he beats you with a stick and he says, "Off you go and build a railway." Taste of the Raj. Anyway, so there's this lady and she's talking to her elderly neighbor. And the elderly neighbor's bragging about this new hearing aid she's got. And she's saying, "It's state of the art, it costs $5,000. So the neighbor says, "Oh, that's interesting. What make is it?" And she goes, "Oh, it's about 1:45. When I first got to New York, this guy comes up to me and he says, "Do you know where Central Park is?" I'm, you know, out of town, British. I say, "Oh, no, sorry." And he goes, "Well, do you mind if I mug you here?" Actually, talking of muggings, I used to carry a knife. I mean, I got mugged unsuccessfully a few times, so I started carrying a knife with me. Now my muggings are actually much more successful. I think I might have got that one wrong. But anyway, you get the rough idea. It's not easy telling jokes, you know. Anyway, there's this Jewish guy, and he gets knocked over. He's fine, you know, but he's been knocked over, and he's lying on the side of the road. The paramedic says to him, "Are you comfortable?" And he says, "Well, you know, I make a decent living." So there's this tortoise, and it's crossing over the road very peacefully. It's having a great time, and it gets attacked by a gang of snails. So anyway, well, yeah, I know, that's funny in itself. But the thing is, it goes down to the police station, and the police say, "Well, you know, tell us what happened." And the tortoise says, "I don't know, it all happened so fast." So the wife phones up the husband and says, "Really sorry, but I think I've got some water in the carburetor." And the husband says, "Well, you know, not to worry. Where's the car?" And she says, "Well, it's in the river." So just regarding mother-in-laws, there's two cannibals, and they're having a great meal. And one of them says, "I really hate my mother-in-law." And the other cannibal says, "Well, just eat the vegetables." Anyway, you've been a great audience. Thank you. Good night.